Thank you. I've been an Athens resident for 7 years. I've been a Hudson Valley resident for 16 years. I am concerned in particular about the health consequences, which have been spoken to very eloquently by other community members. The oxide emissions are very concerning. The electromagnetic frequencies are very concerning. I've lost family members to cancer. Who knows to what degree it was because of environmental consequences. I have conversations with my family about that. We argue about it. I recognize that we won't get to the bottom of that here tonight, but I do think it's really important for the community to consider these things and to do their own research, because they are real things to be at least investigated. So hopefully not just the Public Service Commission will investigate these issues, but also the community itself. If you've lost members to cancer, then maybe this will, again, inspire you to do that research. Secondly, I'm concerned economically. I live in Athens, and occasionally I rent my house out, and the extra income that I'm able to make renting my house out basically offsets part of my living expenses. And if I am not able to continue to rent my house out occasionally, there's a good chance I'll have to sell my house. Interestingly enough, the people that I rent my house to are generally from downstate, people that I guess stand to benefit from this energy that we, as far as I understand, will not benefit from. Those people are interested in the Hudson Valley because of its beauty. They're interested in Athens because it's quaint, it's cute. There's no stoplight. There's a river very nearby. When they start to read in the New York Times that there's a new power plant, when they read about that, because that will be written about, their sort of red lights go off. And they're like, ooh, that's kind of odd. Maybe we should avoid that part of town. That's something we should be thinking about, not necessarily because we all rent our house out occasionally, but because we all have homes in the community, or at least the vast majority of us do. Property values go down when emissions go up. Property values go down when construction takes out the main roadways through a town for a period of 2 to 4 years. We are just now coming out of a major recession. Crossroads Brewery has been a big part of Athens' recovery. I think this is a really bad time to suddenly basically cut off traffic to downtown. This is a time to kind of celebrate the fact that we live in a part of the world that is now being internationally recognized. In fact, people that will be staying at my house very soon are coming from the Netherlands. Again, when word gets out that we are contaminating our backyards, the likelihood of our property values going up diminishes. And simultaneously, when this stuff happens, our health could potentially diminish. And that, to me, is a major concern. Thank you.